So looking at epidemiology just of chronic rhinosinusitis to begin with, so according to the CDC, 28.9 million, almost all getting close to 30 million Americans have been diagnosed with chronic rhinosinusitis over the age of 18. Now, looking at roughly phenotypes, there's essentially two major types. So there's chronic rhinosinusitis with polyps and chronic rhinosinusitis without polyps. So overall, with this number of adult Americans affected, that's almost 12% of the population. And when you break it down, about 20% of those people that are affected will have chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps, while the rest of them will have the phenotype that is without polyps. This the breakdown is also a little bit interesting because the phenotype with polyps tends to be a little bit more male, and those without polyps tend to be a little bit more female.